I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Glad to have you here this Tuesday. All eyes on Arizona for the next few hours for Donald Trump's first visit to the state as president. His first stop, a visit to a Marine Corps base in Yuma near the U.S.-Mexico border. Later, it's on to Phoenix for a big campaign-style rally. Reporter Jude Joffe Block is in Arizona's capital city. She says anti-Trump demonstrators are expected to turn out in force for that rally, and so are Trump backers, who, by and large, have remained loyal to the president.
There was actually a recent poll saying that about 75% of Republicans in Arizona approve of the president. So he's doing pretty well with his base here. And, you know, I think people are excited to hear directly from the president. His supporters feel like he hasn't gotten a fair shake in the media. So I think they're excited to get a chance to reconnect with him.
And when it comes to issues like illegal immigration, building that border wall, I mean, that seemed to be stuff that voters down there really cottoned onto during the campaign. Are those still live issues for them?
Well, certainly among Trump's base of supporters here in Arizona, a lot of those voters are disappointed with Arizona's senators, Jeff Flake and John McCain, because they're moderates on immigration and have looked for ways to have a bipartisan comprehensive immigration reform bill in the past, which many of these Trump supporters were not in favor of. And one of the things that might happen at the rally tonight is that we might see Trump formally endorse Republican primary challenger to Jeff Flake, who would be much more of an immigration hawk.
Right. Flake and McCain, of course, both Republicans and not terribly popular in Arizona. The mayor of Phoenix is a Democrat. His name is Greg Stanton, and he actually urged President Trump to postpone his visit to Phoenix. Why is that?
Well, this is coming right on the heels of Charlottesville, people being very angry and upset with the way the president handled it, you know, not going far enough to disavow white supremacist groups. And so all of that tension is in the air heading into this rally. Adding to that, here in Arizona, there's a lot of speculation that the president might be considering a pardon for former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Just remind us what Arpaio was recently convicted of and how a pardon would likely be seen across the political spectrum.
So Arpaio was, of course, known for his local crackdown on illegal immigration, but there was a successful lawsuit that challenged his immigration enforcement tactics that accused him of racial profiling. And the Latino drivers who brought that case won in court after a very long legal battle. But then it came out that Arpaio had, in fact, disobeyed the judge's orders, had continued his immigration patrols. And just recently, he was actually convicted for criminal contempt for disobeying the judge. A lot of people saw that as finally seeing a little bit of justice in a situation that they had fought for years and years. And so for Latino immigrants, that conviction was very important. And now to have the president say that he might pardon Arpaio, who's long been an ally and a friend to the president, makes them feel like the legal system isn't fair, that it should be that nobody's above the law. And yet here Arpaio is potentially going to get pardoned. On the other hand, Arpaio's supporters think that, you know, it was unfair in the first place that Arpaio got convicted, that this case was even prosecuted. They saw it as a political witch hunt against him. So they see the president taking interest in this as really a way to right a miscarriage of justice against the former sheriff.
I remember seeing Arpaio along with Trump at those campaign rallies last year. And it's interesting. I mean, this rally tonight is billed as a campaign rally. Can you explain the concept behind a campaign rally when there's not an election looming?
Well, it's really interesting, you know, that, and I think that what this has to do with is that Trump got a lot of energy and excitement out of these campaign style rallies. You know, he would draw big crowds and he would stay a long time. You know, these rallies would go on, you know, he'd give long speeches. He clearly really enjoyed them. And one of his very first big rallies that drew thousands and thousands of people was at the Phoenix Convention Center in July of 2015, more than 2 years ago. And so I think that he's kind of circling back to his roots where his journey began to reconnect with his base and kind of rediscover that magic and, you know, that propelled him on this journey in the first place, particularly at a difficult time in his presidency.
Phoenix-based reporter Jude Joffe Block is a New America Fellow. Thank you very much for being with us, Jude.
Thank you, Margo.